everybody. This is J.R. Bell with the Got Your Six Podcast. And in this episode of the Red Pill University, along sponsoring the Red Pill University, we're going to be talking about things that can make you or break you and be more effective of becoming a more effective high-value man or high-value woman. Let's dig right in. You want to know what it is to be a high-value woman, or you want to know what it is to be a high-value man. Allow me to elaborate and illiterate, translate, and obliterate the English language. I was trying to be all rappy and stuff, but yeah, you know, it never happens. But that's how it goes. Okay, we know how that does. Okay, now you know. All right, so you want to be a high value woman, and you want to be a high value man. So we're gonna do with the women's part. Now, to be a high value woman, this is what they say. This is what I hear to be a high value woman. I hear this story. They say, I hear it on YouTube and stuff. And so my theory, this is my POV. When I use the words POV, means point of view. So it's my opinion. Okay, it's my opinion, not a fact. This is my POV. So I always say, when I say fact, that means I got the facts, and I will tell you where I got the facts from. But whenever I tell you about something, make sure you get your notebook, students. Write stuff down. This is my POV, and this is what I mean, my point of view. When I watch on YouTube, they always say they would like a woman to do these things. When I look on YouTube, they always say they want a woman who can cook, who can clean, but also have a full-time job and good in bed. Okay, that's a lot for a woman. That's a lot to ask a woman to do. You know, and you must look really, really good. That's what they say. You gotta look really, really exceptionally hot. You know, can't be like, can't be a plus size woman unless you look really thick. You can be thickalicious. Really, you can be a thickums or a thickalicious, but you gotta look good. Because if you don't look good, they don't want you. Because they think that you're like, oh, you're ugly. But that's not true. Because see, reality is that you have to look at, you have to kind of look within yourself. What I mean is you got to ask yourself and you got to look within yourself to find out if this person is the one. Because I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of times the person you think is not the one may be the one. And I mean that with all my sincerity. I do mean that. I mean, I'm just keeping it 100. Just keeping it 100 with you. That might be the one. And you may not realize that. Seriously, you may not realize that. Like I said, when they say you gotta be good in bed, I mean, you gotta be like this super, super porn star in bed. That's what I see on YouTube. Now, my point of view is, that's not reality. Here's reality, okay? These are facts. See, these are my point of view, which also is facts. My point of view, one, yes, would love for you to be able to cook. But if you can't cook, but you're willing to make an attempt to cook, that's a plus. Unless you are an a-hole, seriously, logistically a-hole, you gotta be cray-cray. If a girl's making the attempt to cook, maybe two heads are better than one in the kitchen. Maybe y'all two can put y'all heads together, get in the kitchen, and be a gourmet. Because what she doesn't know and what you know probably works. And what you don't know, she might know. Do you understand? Work as a team. Work as a cohesive unit. The other thing, you want her to be a porn star. Let me tell you something about these porn stars. Now, this right here are facts. This is not a point of view. These are factual. You can Google it if you want to. You can actually Google it if you want to. Because I'm about to tell you right now. Porn stars right there, that's all make-believe and fake. Oh, the jizz? That ain't real. An actual guy in the porn industry said a lot of that jizz is fake jizz. Seriously. He said it is make-believe jizz. And he says the reason why it is, he said a lot of times, he says you're doing scenes, and then sometimes you're just hitting it right, and then all of a sudden, you came already. Then they got to redo the shoot, because it didn't look right, and you only squirted a little bit, or a little tiny bit, and they want a lot, so they got to get the fake jizz. So they get like this is what the guy said. They got a hose, and they fill your hot dog with lots of load, with lots of jizz, lots of fake jizz. And then you go ahead and you start banging the girl. And then all of a sudden, you do what you gotta do, you get it out, and then all of a sudden, all this hot load, this load goes everywhere. Fake jizz. Another thing, them girls going, that's all fake. Half those girls are pros. They've been doing this stuff for so long that they've been doing it for so long. I'm gonna tell you what happens. Because they've been doing it for so long that down below is all worn out. There was a porn star. Listen, now this right here is a factual thing. You can Google it if you want to. Trust me, you can Google this one. There was a black porn star who literally was being a booty bandit. I'm using that because I'm trying to be nice. I would say, okay, you don't know what a booty bandit is? How's this one? She was doing anal. And she was a pro at it. And she was doing it for a long time. Seriously, she'd been doing it for years. The same, thing for years. When all of a sudden, she gets, one day she went to go do a scene. And when she went to go do a scene, because she's been penetrated so many times, and all these toys, these big, huge things, and small things, and all these other things that shouldn't have been up there. Google it if you want to. Google it. I'm telling you, you can Google it. Yes. And she literally had to be rushed to the hospital because her hole, the skin around that tore and fell. And they had to pack it. They had to pack it. And then you had to take her to the hospital. Okay, that's enough of the glory stuff. We're good on that. What I'm saying is that you want a girl to be, they want these women to be porn stars. That's not going to happen. Oh, yeah. Red pill. Students, write this down. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Listen carefully. I'm going to tell you something that's, Guiacan. Nice. I'm looking at a car. Write this down. I'm going to tell you something that's going to actually help you. And probably, you're probably going to say I'm lying, but I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. This one right here is the truth. When you settle down, let's say you find the one. You find your high-value woman. Let's say you find your high-value woman. Okay? You get her. You get your high-value woman. Fellas, you get your high-value woman. And you decide that that's my girlfriend, or y'all get married. That's my wife. Allow me to tell you what's going to happen to you. In the beginning, y'all are going to have sex a lot. Really a lot. Then all of a sudden, you're not going to have as much sex as a lot. She's going to be tired, or she's going to start avoiding you. Or if you got kids are going to be in the way, or if you have grandkids are going to be in the way, or she's going to sit there and find other excuses not to have sex with you. She's going to get comfortable enough to know that I already got him. I don't need to have sex with him no more. I can have it whenever I feel like it. And then she will sit there and have sex with you maybe once every 3 months or once every 6 months just to keep you happy. Then when you get happy, she's like, oh, I got him. He's good. She's good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. So now you are happy. You know? So now you are happy because you got some. Fellas, that's what's going to happen. Living proof. Seriously, living proof. Write that down. When you get with your high-value woman, it doesn't matter how she looks. Your high value woman can be the hottest girl on the planet. She could be a dime piece. She could be a perfect 10. She could be the girl of your dreams. She could be whichever girl you decide. I mean, she could be like a supermodel. She could be like Sade. You know who Sade is? Look it up. Sade. Just say it. Say, hey, you go to your search engine and be like, hey, Siri. You know, if you got Google, you know, use the whatever Google one. But if you got an iPhone, just say, hey, Siri, who is Sade? And then that will pop up. Or you got Bing, you use Cortana, whatever. Whatever AI kind of thing you have, use that. And ask for who is Sade. Yeah, hot girl like that. Or supermodel or porn star girlfriend. It don't matter. You get one of them, trust me. Sex is going to be slowly but disappearing out your life. Not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing, but that's just how life is. That's how life is. It's going to disappear. And it's not saying anything, fellas. Now, ladies, your turn. Now, you are having these expectations of saying you want a high-value man. This is what ladies want. I want a high-value man. Man got to have this. Man got to be tall. Man got to make a 7 figures. I want to be taken care of. Man gotta be swole. Man gotta have an extra leg in his pants. And he gotta be so damn good in bed that he just makes me rocks my world. He gotta be a super duper porn star in bed. You know. Now, here's reality. That's not gonna happen. Trust me, not gonna happen. Here's what I'm gonna tell you, ladies. This is what I'm gonna tell you, okay? Because I'm gonna keep this 100. Here's reality, okay? Here's reality. Guys, girls want that perfect guy. They look and they say, I want this, he has to be that. And that's what they look for. A guy will take any woman, as long as she got a good personality, got a great heart. She's not looking that kind of good. She's not looking that bright. She's not light, bright, and almost near, you know, white. She's okay. What I mean, in the looks department, but her personality makes him laugh. And, oh yeah, here's the plus kicker. Oh, she can cook? Guess what? That's a dime piece to him. But you ladies, y'all sit there, y'all complain. Y'all want the guy to be looking like Denzel. For you white guys, for you black girls, y'all want a Denzel, or you want a Shamar Moore, or Idris Elba, that kind of person. Or you white girls, you want a, you know, what do you call him? You know, one of those guys like, what's his name? Keith Urban. Yeah, that's a good one. Or, you know, Ben Affleck kind of guy. You know, one of those kind of Hollywood A-listers and stuff. Robert Downey Jr. I'm thinking of some white dudes. And, you know, hey, no offense or nothing. I just had a brain fart. Sorry. Hey, always got to have a brain fart. Sometimes I do. That's how it happens. So there, I had a brain fart. Sorry, that's how it happens. But you know, something like that. Somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger, or maybe Lou Ferrigno, maybe what's his name, Vincent D'Onofrio. You don't know who he is. You don't know who he is. If you don't know who he is, then you don't know. Yeah, he's with he did Law and Order, Criminal Intent, good show, and he also did. He was Pyle on Full Metal Jacket. Good movie. Love the movie. Great movie. Great, great movie. I love the military, so it's a good movie. So yeah, like that. You know, Vincent D'Onofrio. Yes, he's a great actor. I'm telling you right now, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Things like that. Y'all want this guy, you want that supermodel looking, or here's one. Write this guy's name down. Fabio. Some of y'all might want a Fabio type guy. Fabio was his 80s type model. He adorned a lot of Harlequin's romance novels. Harlequin and love romance novels. His picture was in all of those romance novel books. Yeah. He had long hair and he had an accent. His name was Fabio. Yeah, Fabio. Fabio or Fabio? One of the two. Oh, I can never get that right. But you know what I mean. No, you don't know what I mean. But you will. Just look him up. Googly if you want to. Googly. The reason people ask me, why do you say googly if you want to? That is from Angela Johnson Reyes. She's that comedian. She did, what's that, Bonquiqui? And she also did the nails, the nail lady, the Asian nail lady. The quick till jail. Yeah, so that's why. So then if you want to know who she is, Angela Johnson Reyes. So now you know. She married a Puerto Rican. He got longer hair than she did. Well, yeah. She married a Puerto Rican guy. Yeah, they never stay together. They never stay at home all the time. She's always away, and he's always away doing his thing. He's a Christian singer, Christian music artist. And she's a comedian. Go figure on that one. Oh, enough about that, but that's where I got that from. A lot of people ask me that. So when you ladies go out there, that's what y'all look for, stuff like that. You want this guy. So, and then, oh yeah, oh, he gotta have all his teeth. And he has to be good looking with all his teeth. He can't be. Now, I'm gonna tell you something, what I have, what I noticed. I watched this video. In this video, I saw it on YouTube. This video was a lady, it was this one thing. We had a room full of guys. What they did was they put good looking guys, average looking guys, and one ugly one. Well, the one ugly guy was actually ugly, but he wasn't. Some people, they be ugly and they make him up and look. No, he was born that way. Just naturally, that's the way he was. But he had something that was totally unique about him than the others. And they were sitting there and the women just ignored him. They said, ooh, that ugly guy. Oh, that guy's like, they were just talking bad about him, saying all these negative things about him, saying how ugly he was, and all this stuff. So they were making fun of him, saying he's ugly, blah, blah, blah. And I'm telling you right there, he didn't say nothing. He just left it alone. He didn't trip. He didn't go too mad about it. He just left everything alone. He was like, they were talking really bad about him. Then the good-looking guys were good. You know, they were solid. They were hot and stuff. They were asking him about what do you do. And the average-looking guys, all of them had good jobs and stuff. Corporate guys and stuff. Financial, corporate, you know, stuff like that. They were all corporate entities. One guy was a financial. One guy was a stockbroker. Wasn't too good looking, but he spent more time stockbroking. Another guy, he was a warehouse foreman. He ran the whole warehouse and stuff like that. Had a big company, had a big textile company. So he made money. So yeah, they were like, oh, okay, I can deal with that. You know, he got good job, good benefits, you know, at his pension. Oh yeah, he looked good. And they were saying all these good things about him. Then after everything, they ignored that guy. Now people will say, oh, well, one girl wouldn't ask him. Nope, no, none of the girls asked him. None of the girls talked to him. Not one. The moderator waited and said, I have a question. Everybody was talking. She says, I have one question for you. And he goes, and the question that I have for you is a very simple one. It's a very simple question that I have. And he goes, I just need to know one thing. I'm asking for a friend. I need to know one simple thing. Asking for a friend. And the question that I wanted to ask is very simple. I noticed that everybody talked to everybody else but that gentleman over there. Why is that? One girl said, well, he's not my type. One girl said that. Another girl said, I don't know. I wasn't feeling him. I wasn't feeling him, you know. And then all of a sudden, the moderator said, how do you mean you wasn't feeling him? You never talked to him. That's what I mean. When I saw him, I didn't, like, make, it. He didn't make me want to, like, talk to him. He didn't make me want to go, like, I need to talk to him. I didn't get that vibe. That vibe didn't come on. He didn't give me a vibe like, you need to talk to me. I didn't get that kind of vibe from him. What I got from him was, leave me alone. That was the only vibe I got, was leave me alone. So that's the kind of vibe I got, was leave me alone kind of vibe. And then she said, that's what I got. And every girl was saying the same thing. So the moderator was like, oh, okay, well, thank you. I appreciate your honesty. And each girl picked a guy that they liked. And each one of them had something totally different. You know, all the girls picked a guy. None picked that one dude. But that one dude was pretty good, you know. Hey, to each his own. San Bernardino County. You know? So the girls were like, yeah, you know, they all got their girls. And then all of a sudden, at the last minute, the moderator says, hey, all the other gentlemen, can y'all step over there where that guy is? Y'all stepped over there. They didn't say much. They all moved over there. They weren't too bad. The rest of them went over there next to the guy. Now here's the clincher. I'm gonna get to my point. So they asked each guy what they do for a living. You know, what do they do for a living? Well, the girls already asked them, and they were told to lie. They were told to lie. The moderator had told them ahead of time to lie about what you did, just so to make your story look good. They said to lie. They said just to lie, so that no one knows. So they all lied and said what they did. So they all lied and just said, I'm this, I'm that. But in actuality, the girls go, ready? The guys go, each one of y'all. They went down the line. Tell me what do you do? One guy said, I just got out of jail. Yeah, he admitted it. He said, I just got out of jail. Yeah, so. The other one said, I live with my mom because I'm having a hard time, you know, trying to, you know, I got a job, but it doesn't pay as good. I'm a dishwasher at a restaurant, you know, but I got a job. Yeah. So I'm good. I don't know whoever wants to, you know, take me. I'm good. And then the other guy was like, I got a job. He said, I work in assembly line at a manufacturing company, you know? And so they were like, oh, everybody was all good. And the girls were like, oh, I can work with them. They were like, they're good looking. But I can work with them. One girl said, I can work with them. That's what she said. I can work with them. She was like, she was happy. She was like, yes, I can work with him. I'm good. She didn't complain about that. She said, I can work with him. And then here's the thing. The one guy got up and he was leaving. They said, everybody, they all left. The girls were taking him out on dates. It was all paid for. Date was paid for. So the girls got to go on a date with these guys to see if they really could really match and stuff. They took him to this particular, they said, we're going to take you to a restaurant. We want to take you to a restaurant we want you to go to. Well, they walked into this restaurant. They all took him to this restaurant. When they went into the restaurant, the dude that was ugly looking, that was his restaurant. He was the owner of that restaurant. He actually owned that one and 10 other restaurants. He partnered with 10, with 9 other people. That was his signature restaurant, and he had 9 other restaurants that he went half in with other people. Half owner with other people, and he's making a ton of money. Girl comes in there and looks and sees him and goes, she goes, wow, you're that guy that was at the, she says, oh, you're the guy that was at that place, at the thing. And he goes, yes. Oh, wow, you work here? He goes, nope, this is one of my restaurants I own. I own 10. I have 10 that I own. What? Yeah, I have 10 that I own. And I also own a bar, laundromat. I also own a dry cleaners. I'm good. One girl was like, what? Yeah, why? She goes, oh. She goes, oh. Wow, you have, he goes, riding a bike. I am not riding a bike. Oh, she texted, but that's okay. She texted me riding a bike or whatever. I don't care. And he just, well, I'm sorry, I'm looking at my phone, my watch. I got a smartwatch. Yeah. So, it made them very conscious. What I'm telling, the reason why I told you that, because they all the girls were speechless. And they did not, they did it on purpose. They did that on purpose. Because he knew that no one, he in his mind, he said, I already know. I know, he said, I know my worth. He says, I know my self-worth. I know what I'm worth. I'm worth more than just, oh, let's go on a dinner date. He says, look. He says, because he says, I'm worth more than that. I'm worth value in gold, silver. I'm worth a lot more money. I'm not some, this ain't no cheap thrill. I have it all. I'm that type of guy. So, to say it at least, she was happy. You know, they were all like, nothing they could do. Did he end up getting someone? Yeah, he did. But it wasn't there. He ended up finding someone at the restaurant. He ended up finding somebody. He met someone at his restaurant. He was coming. He was actually, and he talked about it too. So write this down. Now, this is something you got to write down. Okay, you need to write this down. I'm sorry about me mambling on about that, but you just got to do this. Write this one down. You need to know this. High value does not necessarily mean low values. It means you don't have to stoop to a certain level just to get a high value man. Now, I watched this one thing, this one podcast. It's called Conversations, whatever podcast, and Fit and Fresh. A conversational podcast. I saw this. This girl was on there, and they were having called Today's Conversation or whatever. I think it's what it is. I might be wrong, but whatever. I know the podcast thing. YouTube podcast. It's like a YouTube video podcast. Video and audio podcast. I think they do video. They put shorts up there. It was on the shorts. Well, this girl said, why is it that a man wants me to cook and clean and have and do all these things, and then they want me to be this high value? They want me to be this, and plus be good in bed. What about the man? Why can't, you know, I'm just saying. And the guy said, we're looking for that. And she literally made a statement. She asked, why do I, as a woman, gotta do all these things for a man? What a man gonna do for me? Why do I gotta cook clean? What if I don't know how to cook? What if I don't wanna cook? What if I don't wanna clean? He says, sometimes it takes two to tango. Basically what he's saying, write this down. Write this one down. It takes two to tango. And you want to be able to understand that you want a woman that's going to be valued for you. Look, women, like I said, you want a man to be all these things. But when you don't get that man, oh yeah, this is another thing, fellas. And women, write this down. Stop telling men and women what you don't want. Stop sitting there going, I don't need a man for this. I don't need a man for that. I don't need a woman for this. I don't need a woman for that. Trust me. That's what you got to do. Stop telling people what you don't need and what you don't want. Stop. Trust me. Stop. Stop telling people what you don't want. Because when you do that, do you know what you're doing? You're setting yourself up for failure. I saw this, I literally saw this. I was watching, I was at my job. And while I was at my job, this lady was on a date with this guy. I guess it was some kind of dinner date. Must have been. Because she literally was telling this guy, she was telling this guy about what type of man she's looking for. And they were there, they had came from the steakhouse because she had a, you know, to-go container from the, she had a bag from our steakhouse. So she had one of those. So that's what she had. She had one of those from the steakhouse. And she was sitting there and they were getting coffee and they were just talking. And he was listening to her with the way she was talking about what kind of man she wanted. And how she don't do this. And what she doesn't do. And what she don't do. And what she will do. And how she said, well, I don't do this. I won't do that. I don't care. Men got to accept me the way I am. I'm this way and this way I've been all my life. Blah, 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 blah. And she just kept going on and on and on. And the guy just kept listening to her. Like, in his head, he's like, oh my God. What have I got to do? But lesson learned. That guy was a perfect gentleman. I had to give that guy a total A+. Because what he did was, he did something that most guys would have never done. He listened to her until she was finished. When she finally got done talking, he just said, is there anything else you would like to let me know? I'm just curious. And she said, yes. And this, and this. And she kept talking about this. She kept talking about all these different things. She kept going on. He let her vent. Basically, what she was doing was venting. And she wanted somebody to vent to. So she vented to him. And he didn't. And he wasn't mad about it either. You can tell he wasn't mad. He was enjoying himself. And he also, and I bet you he probably had in his mind, I dodged the bullet. And he probably did. The reality is, he probably did. And he probably did dodge a bullet. Because, I mean, who knows? You never would know. So, she was like, okay, well, you know, and he got up and they both got up and they walked there. They came together in they came in separate cars. He gave her a hug and he told her, you have my number. Call me. She says, I might. Then again, I might not. Who knows? We'll let fate happen. She says, you can call me. He says, I won't. He literally said it. He says, I won't. And he said, it's not because of anything. It's just because I have a belief system that if I'm that, if it's meant to be, you will call me. I won't call you. Because I don't want to be calling you and then all of a sudden you like, who is this? I want you to call me. When you have time, call me. You don't have time, don't call me. I'm not worried. I'm not rushing you. You take your time. You do whatever you want to do. You do you. And then he hugged her and walked separate ways. She looked at him like, what? She just looked like, she froze because she looked at him like she was just in this realm of like she just died and like made a, like the world just caved down on her. I mean, he dismissed her he gave her the ultimate dismiss in such a nice way that it was good, but really nice and classy. She walked away looking like, oh my God, what just happened? And that's what happened. Felt bad for her, but you know, that's what you get. When you sat there and start bashing on men talking about, because the whole time they were talking, she was talking about her ex-boyfriend. About what he did wrong. Saying all men are like that. Here's the thing, ladies. Not all men are the same. Most men are, but not all men. I'm just saying. Not all men are the same. Okay? Not all men are the same. Most men are pretty good. Some men, let's just say they can use a lot of work, okay? But most of them are the same. You know, that's how they are. Some men are assholes, not all of them are. That's what that means, okay? I'm just saying, keep that in mind. The reason why I want to tell you that, so hey, listen, I'm going to cut this one real short because I'm going to cut this really quick. And I want to tell everybody, listen. Each and every one of you out there, I want y'all to understand something right here in this universal students. When I tell you to write something down, I want you to write it down. The reason I want you to write it down because I want you to memorize that because you need to know that. something that you need to know so that you'll know never to do that again, or something that's going to benefit you. Like when I tell you about these women, the rule, simple thing, guys will take a woman no matter what, how she, no matter what I mean is the criteria. Some guys are picky, and some guys are not picky. The red pill assholes are really super assholes. Red pill super assholes on steroids are picky. They want a super fit girl to look like this, look like this model, look like she came out of a porn magazine and stuff, have a wasteboard abs and like a size zero in clothes, only eat a salad and have a sprig of water, and that's all she eats for the day. That's some super asshole type. Then there's some that'll take a girl no matter how she looks. And she's pretty looking no matter how she looks. And she's just that the way it is. Okay? So listen here, students. You pick the girl you want. Make sure you pick your high value girl no matter how she looks. Because this high value to you, it's high value to you. If it's not high value to no one else, if that girl makes you happy and she's a high value to you and she treats you the way you want to be treated and the values that you were looking for and she meets all of them, but maybe a little bit lacking in the looks department, hey, to each his own. Sometimes it just happens that way. That's just how it is, okay? That's how sometimes it is. Sometimes it may look that way. Sometimes you may have to kind of go work around that. But if you're picky and you want that perfect girl, who says? Go get it. I will tell you this. In my next podcast, I'm going to talk about that one in my next podcast. Something that I want to tell you about that you might be able to do. Okay, something that you can do probably better. And something that you can do, because a lot of people always want to know, I'm going to talk about it in the next podcast, all right? Hey, everybody, I love you. I appreciate you. This is your professoro. Hey, yes, your professoro. Hey, this is J.R. Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast featuring Red Pill University. Going to be talking about what's going on. This is your class, Red Pill 101, for all your things you need to know about being a red pill. Sometimes it's like a lot of nonsense. Sometimes it's always boring. Reason why I say that, because when you go to college, you get a lot of classes, and a lot of that stuff in classes sometimes are boring as hell. I know, I went to college, had some classes that, oh my god, English lit. Ugh, what the hell? That was some boring ass stuff. But hey, you know what? I had to take it because I needed it. So, to each and every one of y'all out there, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all are my favorite students. I love you. Let's keep the faith work. I will catch you in the next Red Pill University podcast.